Good afternoon, honorable judges, fellow FFA members, and guests. My name is Kelsey Hawkins, and I am from the Springport FFA chapter. Honorable timekeeper, I am now ready to begin. The year is 1945. Troops are coming home from World War II, and this group of people came to be known as the Greatest Generation. Slowly, they started transforming back into their old lives. They hear sounds, see the visuals, and smell the smells that take them back to the horrible times in their life, with one of those smells being mutton, or aged sheep meat. Mutton was a cheap food source for the military, and it was often overcooked and dry. Without options, soldiers ate what many people had, and what they had was Australian mutton. The smell, the taste, and everything about the badly prepared meat turned them off to the sheep industry. Every time they smelled lamb or mutton, their minds were automatically sent back to the dark and awful memories of World War II. Back at home in the United States, there was a population of just over 132 million people and a sheep population of 49 million, which was the peak in the United States sheep industry. It was a ratio of one sheep to every 2.7 people. In the western states, all predators had been exterminated, and as wildlife biology progressed, coyotes, wolves, and bears and cougars were released back into the wild, and sheep became their prey. Lamb and mutton prices dropped along in the decline in wool prices. Young people left the farms and ranches for good-paying jobs in manufacturing as the Industrial Revolution boomed. The combination of these factors started a decline in the sheep industry. In the fall of 2011, the population of the United States passed the 300 million mark. There are only 5.53 million sheep, which means a ratio of only one sheep for every 54 people. People of the Asian, Hispanic, and Arabic descent made the demand of lamb high, with the problem being there was not a supply of lamb to meet their demands. Since we lack the supply of lamb in our country, we are forced to import half the lamb that we consume from countries such as New Zealand and Australia. In past years, the United States have imported around 110 million pounds of lamb, with 40% of the imports coming from New Zealand and the other 60% from Australia. In 1945, there was a slaughter of just over 1 billion pounds of lamb. In 2011, there was only a slaughter of just over 168 million pounds of lamb. This is an 84% decrease of American lamb being sold. No other sector in United States agriculture has undergone such a decline. In May 2011, Iowa Lamb Corporation, the largest lamb processing plant in the Midwest United States, was shut down because of the lack of lambs to keep the plant open, even at half the capacity. Where did all the sheep go? Will they ever come back? I have the solutions to bring the sheep back into America and improve our Michigan economy. There are several opportunities in the sheep business right here in Michigan. We have an excellent sheep market with a large ethnic population, which causes high lamb prices to stay high. We have the largest processing plant east of the Mississippi River, Wolverine Packing in Detroit, which processes 600 to 700 lambs daily and also gives jobs to 400 people in the Detroit metro area. We have plenty of good pasture and row crop stubble that can be fenced in and grazed after harvest. The Michigan Sheep Breeders Association has over 500 members, a producer mentor program, and a starter flock scholarship like the one I received that give opportunities for young producers to have experience and education in the sheep industry. The American sheep industry set an important goal called the 2 plus 2 plus 2 by 2014 program. This goal is to add 2 ewes to your flock for producers with less than 100 ewes, or 2 ewes for every 100 ewes for larger producers. The next part is to have an average of 2 lambs being born annually out of every ewe. Studies from the American sheep industry have shown that there were approximately 81,000 sheep operations nationwide in 2011, and about 92% of producers only had 1 to 99 ewes, with the other 8% having 100 ewes and more. If this goal is accomplished by 2014, from every producer in the country, we will have approximately 174,000 additional ewes, 254,000 additional lambs to harvest, and 2 million additional pounds of wool. Past studies from the American sheep industry have shown that for every 1,000 ewes, 18 jobs are created. This increase in the sheep inventory could either create or save 5,700 new jobs in the United States alone. With effort and focus on new technologies, products, and markets, the downward trend in the sheep numbers can be stopped and reversed. We have the knowledge, the money, and the resources to have more production of sheep in the United States, along with a very good market. We have plenty of different ways to feed sheep by running pastures or even grazing crop stubble after harvest. If you live in the Thumb region, feed sugar beet pulp for a cheap way to feed your sheep. If you live north of M46, graze your flock on grass since there is Class 2 and Class 3 land to rent for pastures. If you live in the Saginaw Valley area, graze your sheep on crop residues. And if you live in the southwest portion of Michigan, graze on corn or soybean stubble and make a partnership with a farmer to allow you to do so. With our state government being pro-agriculture, we should have no problem making the sheep industry rise to the top because of our resources. The agriculture industry has become the shining star of Michigan's new economy. According to the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, agriculture is a $71.3 billion industry in Michigan. Apparently, this is not good enough, as Governor Rick Snyder has set a goal of growing the agriculture industry to $100 billion in the next 5 years. The sheep industry could be a major growth sector of our economy. You do not need fancy equipment, huge barns, or to go out and buy high-priced land to raise sheep. You could even rent around ground for pasture grazing to make affordable feed, and it is possible to come to an agreement with farmers on grazing their land. Also, at Michigan State University, we even have a sheep extension specialist and the potential to expand the research farm that gives students an opportunity to have hands-on education and experience in the sheep industry. We have a great market as long as Wolverine Packing remains open. If the plant were to close because of the decline in lambs process, then there would be over 400 people out of jobs, producers would struggle to profit, and it would do even more to hurt our state's economy. This can all be prevented if more people get into the sheep industry. Here in Michigan, with opportunity programs like the Star Fox Scholarship and the 2+2+2 by 2014 program, we should be able to get back on our feet in no time with younger generation producers, enhanced technology and skills, and the determination to turn this market around and make the American sheep industry make profit in the United States so less income will be spent on importing lamb from halfway around the world. The greatest generation, World War II veterans, are almost gone. A new time has come, one in which consumers see lamb as a high-quality product that they want to purchase to meet their demands. As FFA members, we have opportunities to rebuild the sheep industry and show our love for agriculture in the United States. I am an FFA member because I love agriculture and appreciate its role in our economy. I am part of the solution for the sheep industry by starting my own flock for my SAE. I took advantage of the opportunities from my school, the Springport FFA chapter, and the Michigan Sheep Breeders Association Starter Flock Scholarship. Come join me in the profitable venture of rebuilding the American sheep industry and providing Americans with a local product that is 10,000 miles fresher than our competition. Honorable Timekeeper, this now concludes my presentation. I will now entertain any questions that the judges may have.